Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yesterday, we heard the unfortunate but not surprising news that the minor league baseball season would be canceled for the first time in, I believe, 120 years since it was started. The senior director of communications for minor league baseball is Jeff Lance, and Jeff is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff, how are you today?
Well, I've had better days, but, yeah. I live in Florida and I'm not sick, so I think it's all right.
That's a win, right, Jeff? My partner busts my chops all the time because I always bring up that I started my career in minor league baseball in 1999 doing play-by-play for the Batavia Muck Dogs. And So minor league baseball is a special place in my heart when I spent 3 years there. And it was already a shame that a lot of teams were going to lose their affiliates. But obviously this has been devastating. What is the long-term outlook, I guess I would say, right now for minor league baseball? How long will it take it to recover?
Well, it'll be several years, I think, at least. All the sponsors and season ticket holders and everybody that had bought plans for this year, those people are having to be refunded or given credit for next year. Well, that means that money won't be coming in next year for that outfield fence sign and those four season tickets that that company bought. So, they're going to lose the money one way or another. It's just so it'll be a few years before everybody can possibly recover from all this.
Do you see a possibility where we have to, we have to lose some teams, frankly, some teams, lower level teams that,
absolutely. Go ahead. I think I could see maybe as many as a third or a half even really have some financial problems and, either be forced to sell. Essentially minor league baseball teams are all small businesses. We're a seasonal business. We only have, our full season teams have 70 days a year to make as much money as they can. So when you look at it as a small business, we're really in a tough spot. And, with our business model, everything is geared up. You spend, you make your money for 5 months during the summer, then you spend money for 7 months in the off season, getting ready for the next season, expecting that windfall of revenue to come in and starting in April. Well, all of our teams have spent all that money buying the bobbleheads and t-shirts and all the other things you get ready for a season with, and then all of a sudden, right when the season's about to start, it gets shut down, and you have, our teams are facing now close to 18 months with zero revenue, and there's really no business that's set up to sustain 18 months of zero revenue.
We're talking with the senior director of communications for minor league baseball, Jeff Lance. Jeff, specifically on some of the Ohio teams here, we have the Lake County Captains pretty close to us here. Obviously, Akron is a double-A team. Columbus is a triple-A team. I know I mentioned the Penn League before. You got the Mahoney Valley Scrappers. Can you give us some details on those teams specifically and what it looks like for the foreseeable future?
I think all those teams are very stable. They all do a wonderful job. They have great ballparks, great community support, and they're great community partners. They're important. The civic pride that those teams bring to those cities. But like I said, they're all very well run. They're some of our better franchises. And the fans of Ohio really have a great group of teams to support there.
When you look at minor league baseball, What is the lifeblood? Is it the fans? Is it the ticket sales? I mean, what is it the teams, the affiliation? Like, what really drives the minor league teams?
Well, from the business aspect, people being in the seats, right? I mean,
right.
I think I read somewhere where Major League Baseball said that about 35 to 40% of their revenues come from actual game attendees. Well, for us, that number is about 85 to 90%. You know, we need to have the gates open, people sitting in the seats with a beer in one hand and a hot dog in the other, and a Coke in the hands of each kid. So, you know, when we can't open up and play games with fans in the seats, you know, our business model doesn't work. So, you know, Major League Baseball understands that. They didn't ask us or said that they would not make us play without fans, just because they understand that that's the only way we can make any money. So, you know, it just made it where, with all the testing and all the protocols that would have to be followed, whether it's fans, players, travel, all that stuff, you know, it just became an unwinnable situation for us.
Jeff Lance with us, the Senior Director of Communications for Minor League Baseball. So, Jeff, you guys were in negotiations with Major League Baseball before all this happened. You know, about the, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 41 teams that they wanted to get rid of. Where does that stand? Obviously, this changes things, but where does the negotiation stand in terms of how many affiliates we're going to have next year and going forward?
Yeah, we currently have 160 minor league teams across the country, and Major League Baseball came in with a proposal to cut 42 of them, and then they were going to add two independent league teams and make them minor league teams or affiliates of the major league teams. Well, obviously we want to keep as many of the teams as we can. You know, there's some talk of eliminating short season baseball and moving the draft back and all that. So, you know, that kind of, if they made that kind of arrangement, that would affect Mahoning Valley Scrappers. So, you know, we're doing everything we can to keep all of those teams. We're still negotiating, obviously, the coronavirus and all the challenges that Major League Baseball has been facing for the last two months or so, trying to get their season started. You know, they've kind of put the professional baseball agreement negotiations on the back burner for now. But I imagine once Major League Baseball season gets started, we'll probably get together again and have some more discussions.
Is there talk of, like, you know, I haven't been to every ballpark because there's some new ones in the Penn League. You know, you talk about short season. But, you know, the stadiums at Mahoning Valley and Brooklyn and Staten Island are certainly very different than the ones in Auburn and Batavia and, like, the older ones in Jamestown and Williamsport. Are some of the better parks, the newer parks, like the one in Mahoning Valley, is there a chance that if they do cut the Penn League that those could end up being affiliates in a higher level?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with the quality of the facilities and the travel arrangements. You know, they're trying to keep the travel down. You know, obviously, as a professional athlete, you need your body to recover as quickly as possible. And everybody knows that sitting on a charter bus for 3 hours or 4 hours after a game is not going to help anybody recover. But, you know, I think some of those ballparks, you know, you mentioned a couple of them in northern New York that, you know, the Batavias and Auburns maybe are a little smaller, maybe a little bit older, don't have, you know, amenities like indoor batting cages and extra training room space and things that, you know, the major league teams want these ballparks to have now, whereas some of them do have that. So, you know, and there's the possibility of, you know, realigning some of these leagues and making another short season class or a full season Class A league that, you know, might be a good fit. You know, we have a lot of teams up in that area between, you know, Lake County, Mahoning Valley, down to West Virginia, you know, and Morgantown. We have a team down there. So there's a lot of teams that are in the short season league up there, State College nearby. So you never know. We're exhausting every option we possibly can trying to save all these teams. So we'll see how it shakes out, but you know, we're hopeful that we can come to a resolution that's productive and beneficial for both sides.
What are you guys doing about the minor league coaches and their pay?
They're actually the employees of the major league affiliates as well. So players and coaches are all paid by the major league organizations. I think I read about a third of them, or 12 teams or so, had agreed to pay their guys through the season. So, you know, they'll be in a little better spot, obviously, than the teams that aren't paying their guys past July or whatever the case may be, whatever time frame they set to pay the players. But, you know, they're in a tough spot as well. It's really unfortunate.
Jeff, if you end up losing 40-some-odd teams, and I know this is, you know, they're not under your jurisdiction, but there is independent baseball that you referenced as a team, you know, near me, the Lake Erie Crushers. Is there talk of some of those teams, or at least maybe before this, was there talk of some of those teams starting new independent leagues?
Yeah, I think, you know, if this does go through, and obviously, like I said, we hope it doesn't, they're going to have some really nice baseball stadiums out there without teams. And I would fully expect the independent leagues to jump right into a bunch of those stadiums. You know, it's a lot of those places that the teams have left, like Jamestown that you mentioned earlier. You know, if any of these teams in the New York Penn League lose their affiliation, I would expect those ballparks to be a very popular destination for an independent league team.
Oh, Jamestown already lost their team?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a wild park there. I mean, some of those older parks are so, you know, cool and almost, I felt that way about Williamsport too. Like, it really took you back in time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Williamsport's great. I mean, they've been going in there and playing a major league game each of the last, I think, four seasons. So, you know, it's a pretty cool setting with the Little League World Series going on there. And then you had the Phillies affiliate up there. So, it's been pretty neat.
Jeff, I know it's been a tough time. We wish you best of luck. Minor league baseball is great. We'll hope for the best in the future negotiations. Thank you for taking some time with us.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime. Thanks. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.